is the end of the summer already. People are shocked and stunned, but it's true. Only two more weekends to use your King's Dominion $3 coupons from people's drugstores. Yeah. I don't know. I just got a big talk in management yesterday. They said, Grease, you know, we review my shows so we can tell the direction that they're going. And, well, you know, they don't actually criticize any individual bits. But, you know, if I'm going in a certain direction more than I, you know, that's the way you do these kind of things. I don't have anything planned, so it's not like I can submit each day's show. It'd be easier that way, you know, if I could just submit the show first and say, well, is that okay? Everything there? Funny? Good, good. But since I just kind of make it up as I go, or take suggestions off the Maggie line at 4321101. Occasionally, I'll reach for the easy laugh. And they said, Grease, have you noticed lately you're talking a lot about your tocas? You're a tocastomaniac. I said, well, I never think about it. They said, you ought to think about it. Everything is, yeah, I'm here, my big behind, on your direct line, my big behind, sitting on my big behind will be, everything is your behind. You talk. What's the story? And I just kind of smiled and hitched up my britches. And I said, well, something I don't think I can change. That's something I don't think I can change. Well, I'm kind of proud of my big behind. I have a whole special, you know, some people take care of their face with face packs. I give myself the costume packs. Yeah. For the last several weeks, I've been keeping close track of my cheeks. In front of the mirror, I'll go prancing to see if there's any boils that need lancing. I make sure it's firm and not too rubbery, and I always take time to trim the shrubbery. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck, and I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck, and I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Now, occasionally I do have an unsavory tush. I have to clean that thing with a wire brush. Estelle always would cringe, yeah, when she noticed it was a little singed. She said, you certainly know how to turn on the heat, sir. I said, well, you put the pepperoni on the pizza. Yeah, baby, come on now. One thing she learned with her life with a windbreaking man. Never buy any wicker furniture. Wait a minute. Please. Can we just a second here? I just want to get, if I start laughing, I get all out of sync here. All right. Speaking of Estelle's behind, I remember one day she walked nude across the room and I was revolted as I sat there on the bed knocking down a coconut cream bar. I said, Estelle, you used to be such a fair maiden. How'd you ever get so boil-laden? Look at your tush. It's pocked and splotchy. I even VCR'd that thing on my Hitachi. I taped it in color and stereophonic. I taped her receiving a high colonic. Yeah. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. But right now my tortoise is soft as a willow. As I sit here upon my satin pillow, it's plump and juicy like a Twinkie. I even wipe with extended pinky. Yeah, of course, Estelle's looked a little homely. I can't remember the line. There you go. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Yeah, damn it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Yeah, damn it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. I can't help it. Everybody sing it. Castle humor, only from DC 101.
Hey, if you think he's crazy, you ought to see his mama.
Hey!
The Grease Man on DC 101.
My mama heard that when she was in town, buddy.
Now, in the